And let me get the recording going. So let me get my, let's see, let me turn this just a little bit. That'll work. And then I'm going to coach some people today. And let me tell you that we have some special things happening this week. So we are going to have some calls for our people who are on the front lines. So if you are a doctor or a nurse or anything in the medical field or whatever, we're doing a special call for you guys this week. We're doing a special call for teachers who are at home now. And we are doing a call for, oh my gosh, I can't remember. Teachers are tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Doctors, nurses, and medical staff, 5 p.m. Tuesday, all central time. Working from home, time blocking, special Q&A and coaching call, Saturday at noon. All of those are with me. Kathy may be on a couple of them with me, but I will for sure be on all of them. Regular office hours for 2 hours on Wednesday night, 5 p.m. with Coach MJ. My public Facebook Live will be 8:30 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday. And I will be taking the Tribe Q&A. But I am moving it to Facebook. So all of you, you're used to doing it on Zoom. Let everybody know. I will be moving it to Facebook this week. Zoom is, like, I'm hoping we don't have a lot of problems today, but Zoom is getting blowed out. So I'm trying to migrate over to Facebook a little bit. And a lot of people are on Facebook right now. And we want you guys to be able to, like, watch party the Q&As. So we're just going to film them over in Facebook for just a few weeks, and then we're going to move back to Zoom. So I don't want to confuse everyone, but I will just say I was on a call earlier, and Zoom was acting like a donkey butt. So we've got the entire internet shut down everywhere except for right here for you guys. So that's everything happening this week. And then if you guys have not seen, if you go to, ooh, I'm so sore. I did a workout yesterday, and my legs are fucking ripped. It's been a while since I did a leg day, and I can tell it. But if you guys will go to pmptribe.com right now, what you will see over there is we now have a coronavirus section where all the calls that are specific to anything that we're doing, any resources we're putting out, any of the programs that we're doing, all of it's there for you guys. So that's what's happening this week. Next month, we're going to be doing a really big focus on we were going to just do the no BS one more time, but we're actually going to change it over and do just a lot of different things next month for you guys. So all of that will be coming out soon. We're really just trying to make sure that we are going to be helping you guys with what's actually happening. So like we are going to have like a call for just the hunger scale and realistic planning and how are you doing at home with that now that a lot of you, you know, your routines have changed and stuff. We're going to have some business coaching. A lot of you are online businesses or you're not used to working from home and everything has changed. So we're going to do some calls on that. How to feel bad without eating. We have a call about that. We're going to make the model simple. We just have lots of things. And we're also doing a virtual relationships workshop next month. So we're going to try to address everything we can. All right, we're going to do some coaching. Like there are like 1,000 of you with your hands raised. I'm going to get as many as you can as I can, and we'll just get started. All right, Alexis, you're up first. I love the name. Robin can do this. That's awesome. Okay, I'm going to put you on video, but let me tell you guys, sometimes the video is jacking. Like I don't know what is going on with Zoom. Well, I do know what's going on with Zoom. Everybody and their mother's using it right now. So if it starts having problems, I'll take you off the screen. So we'll do that. That sometimes fixes things. Okay. So what are we coaching on? Wait, can I hear you?
Can you hear me? Am I working?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. My heart's like pounding because I'm nervous to be in front of everybody and stuff, but
there's not that many people here. So don't worry about it. Everybody always thinks there's like thousands of us watching. I'm like, no, it's just me, you, and a handful. We're good.
Well, I've never done coaching, so I don't even really know where to start, but I've been in the tribe a year now. I've gained weight.
You have lost some though, right? Didn't you lose some and then gain some?
Yeah, I lost like 45 pounds before joining the tribe, and then it kind of stalled out, and I thought it's probably because I need to work on the mental part. And so that's why I joined, and I, you know, when I do everything, it works, but then I stop, and I don't really know why, and...
You don't know why you're stopping?
Yeah, right.
Like, if you had to guess, so when you say stopping, for you, what does that mean? Like, so when I do everything, what is everything? And then what is stopping? So let's do everything first. Let's do that one. Okay.
When I do everything, I'm writing a plan every day. I'm following my plan as best I can. I'm doing my discovery worksheets when I don't follow my plan. I'm doing all my four basics. I'm doing my journals and my models and everything.
So, all right, let me write fast. Four basics. Mm-hmm. You model every day or just some days?
I do the one model in the journal, at, you know, the in the planner every day.
Okay. All right. So model daily. That's daily.
Yeah.
Okay. So plan daily, discovery worksheets, the four basics, the model daily. When you're doing this, how are you feeling? Not because you've done this, but like to get you to do this, what are you feeling?
Probably like committed and motivated.
Okay. And it's because you're thinking what? Is it motivated or committed? Because that will have two different types of thoughts.
I feel like it's both. The thoughts are usually, you know, I can do this. I've got this. I know what to do. I'm doing the right stuff. I deserve it. I want this.
I'm doing the right stuff.
Sure.
Is that, let me ask you, is that before or after that?
Both. I mean, I think I, when I do all that, I definitely think I'm doing the right stuff.
Okay. So that's an after model. I just want to point out, like, because one of the things you told me is like, I don't really know why I'm not doing things. And the reason why you don't know things is because you don't understand the thoughts that are getting you here. And you don't understand the thoughts that you have about this. Because if you can access, what is it that I think and feel that get me here? The only thing that's changing for you is a thought line. At some point, you decide to think differently that makes this action line turn to no planning.
Mm-hmm.
No discovery worksheets.
Yeah.
If, like question why I'm not doing. That's actually an action.
Yeah.
That leads to no results. Yeah, like just imagine, have you done a plan today?
Nope.
Why not? Why not just do one?
Because I'm just like off. I'm just doing nothing and I don't want to and I just want to eat all the things.
I don't want to. Let me ask you, how much do you think that thought should be allowed to drive the ship?
Of course it shouldn't, but it still is.
You have kids? No, it doesn't. Yeah. No, it isn't. The thought is not driving the ship. You know what's driving the ship? Alexis says, I don't want to. And then Alexis says, you have permission to do this.
Yeah.
Do you have kids?
Yeah.
Tell me something that they want to do that you said, that's a fuck no.
Eat everything they want. Same as me.
Amazing. It's like, get out of the kitchen. Why did you tell them that? Why do you tell them you can't eat everything?
I do, yeah.
But and why? What's your thought behind that? Why do you tell them? No, I don't care what you want. Why do you tell them that?
Because it's not what gives them what they need. It's not good for them.
Why are you not having that conversation with yourself when you say, I don't want to today? And be like, well, okay, we don't always get to want to do it.
I do sometimes, and sometimes I do tell myself that, and that has worked for me. I said, you know, you talk to yourself like a 3-year-old. Say, I don't care if you want a cookie. You can't have it. It's not time for a cookie. But then later,
the plan. Like, let's get to the basic part. Like, you're mixing up what I'm saying. You're thinking around the food. Like, I don't give a fuck what you eat right now. You know what your biggest problem is? Because you're not eating on plan, you're throwing everything away. You're just like, well, I'm not eating on plan, so I should do nothing. And then I should sit back and be confused while nothing's working. I don't know why. We know why. You don't want to plan because you probably talk to yourself like an asshole. I guarantee you, you talk to yourself like an asshole when you overeat.
I think I don't, but I'm sure I do.
Okay, tell me this. When's the last time you overate?
Well, I don't know if it's overeat, but you know, I said I wasn't going to eat breakfast today and then I did.
Okay. Yeah. So what do you think about that?
Right now, I think I don't care. So what?
You That's know, being an asshole to yourself, because you know why I know this? Because yeah. You're on here thinking, I need help to lose weight. I don't like being overweight. I lost 45 pounds. My shit's not together. Something's wrong. Being an asshole to yourself is eating off plan, doing what you say you're not going to do, and then sitting back going, I don't care. It's not that big a deal. That's yeah. also being an ass to yourself. Because you do care. You wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
See? I think you're bringing up like something that's really important, which is we subtly are aggressive to ourselves and we don't even know it. And when we stop doing the planning and the discovery worksheets and the four basics, it's a lot easier to let little things like, I don't care, it's not that big a deal, sneak in and just be like, if that is the thought, breakfast, it's not a big deal. Unplanned breakfast, the feeling, that's not motivated or committed. Yeah. And if you're going to need to feel motivated or committed, you have to look for every thought you're having about what's going on right now and give yourself a motivated and committed thought. So like we go back to, we're going to just take this one out. We're going to insert like, I don't know, no planning or like off and on, sometimes planning.
Yeah.
And the feeling is what? Eh? Here's I don't want to. Let's just put, did you have a plan today?
No.
Okay. So we had no plan, but we had a generalized idea that we were going to skip the breakfast at some point.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I don't want to do that. We're going to like, and what is the feeling?
I guess it doesn't matter, isn't the feeling. Sometimes it's like cheating stuff. Like one little bit doesn't matter, so that's okay, even if it's off plan, even if it wasn't what I was going to do. And that's.
Think about that. How does that feel in your body? Like resigned? Nonchalant? Flat?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a word kind of like resigned. Like,
I like eh.
All right, sure.
And it kind of just sums it up. It's like, meh. I mean, if you think about, we'll put meh. How about that?
Okay.
Because it basically that feeling is an I don't care attitude.
Yeah.
Careless. How about careless?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be like in the realm. So then what happens is we eat.
It's like, I do care. So.
Don't but get
I, Then why don't I do it? You know, that's what I can't figure out. Why sometimes
because
I'm so.
In this moment, you're not stern with yourself. You're allowing all of these thoughts. Do what? Go ahead.
Why do I change? Sometimes I can. And totally do it all. It makes so much sense. It's this awesome, like positive spiral. I'm having good results. It makes me want to do more. And then just, I don't know what happens. And then I just kind of dwindle off until I'm doing nothing.
It is because you allow these thoughts to come back. They're going to come back. There's no going to stop them. Your next level work is to learn how to take being highly motivated and positive and excited about all of it. And then figuring out that when it's going to be boring, how do you keep going? You haven't, like your next part of the work, like you're like really good when you're excited.
Yeah.
When you're done being excited, which is the normal cycle of weight loss, your brain starts going, you know, we can just like skip that planning thing. You're so good at it. Yeah. You're going to be like, well, that's some kind of cheaty little thought. Like I need to like, that is not true. I am being really good. Why would I stop doing the good things? Like, that's the conversation you need to have rather than, oh, it's okay. I'm doing so well. I should do behaviors that will get me results that aren't so well. That's why. Go ahead.
A lot of times, like, if I'm, you know, if I know I've had a good day, I've stayed on plan, I haven't overeaten, I'm excited at the end of the day to go do my journal and check off my plan and say that I did everything right. If I didn't really have a good day, I don't really want to do it. And so I might not, and I tell myself, oh, I'm tired, it's bedtime, I'm going to do it tomorrow morning. And then in the morning, I don't have time, I got to go to work, I'm late, I'm going to do it after I drop the kids off.
Remember when I asked you, are you beating yourself up for overeating, and you were like, no, I don't think that's me.
Well, I think it, on one level, I think I don't do that, but I know that deep down I must.
Deep down, this is what I want you to tell me. In the moment when you decide that looking at the data of the day that didn't go like it was supposed to, like the way you had planned it, why are you not still excited to dig in and figure out, ooh, what's my next level work? Why are we not doing that? Because we're not feeling excited. What are you feeling about a day that you break your plan? Tell me that feeling.
Disappointed, maybe.
Well, okay. So, I love you. I'm serious. So, we have our, like, day that didn't go as planned. It always comes out disappointed. Don't finish my plans. Why are you disappointed?
Because I know I can, and I know I should, and I know I need to.
But that's not why you're disappointed. It's like, I know I can, I know I should, I know I need to, but there's something after that. Because I know I can would be what? Like, I know I can do this.
Well, like, yeah, like, I know I can do it and I didn't, so why not? So that's why I'm disappointed in myself for not doing what I know I can.
I'm disappointed in myself for not doing what I know I can. I know I can, but what do you make that mean? It's like, so what?
I don't know. I mean, and I think this is probably why sometimes my discovery worksheets aren't that helpful, because I can't make the, I don't know, identify the thought, I guess.
Tell me right now why, like, you know you can. You know you can, like, do this. But yeah. What? But when you see that you're not doing it, you start thinking what?
Like, I know I have to be thinking something, but.
Just take five, like, guesses. We're not even going to stop talking until we have five guesses. I don't want to hear one more time, I don't know. You know why I know you know? Because you're crying about it.
I think I messed up, I guess.
I messed up, and that means what about my weight loss?
You talk a lot about people thinking, oh, it means I'm broken, oh, I can't do it. I don't think that, because I do think I can do it. I just, so why, you know, so it's not like I think, oh, I'm a failure, oh, I'm a loser, oh, I'm broken, I'm special, you know, the rules don't apply.
I'm not looking for that thought, because that's not yours. I'm looking for your thought. So why, those are definite no's. So just take some stabs at what you make it mean. Like, here I am, day five of plans that didn't, like, I know I can do it. I'm better than this. And I'm disappointed because my off plans mean what? It will not be a super broken thought. It's going to be something just ridiculous, and we just need to uncover it so you can quit thinking it.
on some level, maybe I don't think I deserve it.
What do you not deserve?
To finally have a body that I'm proud of. And, you know, I don't look in the mirror and think, yuck, like my whole life. But, I mean, that's...
Do you think your overeats mean you're going to keep a yucky body?
Sure.
Are you saying that now? Are you going, are you looking at your body going, yuck?
Yeah. I mean,
I love how you're like, I am not hard on myself. Like, I did not think to overeat be anything other than I've got to keep a body. But every time I look at it, I'm like, ugh. If I had to guess, I think that when things aren't going as planned, that it's tapping on your poor body image. Because if you don't lose the weight, this body is not going to change. This body that every day, the best I've got for it is yuck. It's not very motivating. You're going to not be motivated to stare at overeating if you make it mean you have to keep this body that you don't like.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem. And I think that for you, like, basically, it's, I have to keep my yucky body. Does that sound about right? You probably don't sit there and consciously go like, oh my God, I'm going to have to keep my yucky body.
Right.
But when you start saying like, this isn't important, your brain is in a rush to shove this away because it's tapping on your insecurity. It's tapping on your disappointment. That's why, like, if you didn't have this thought about your mistakes, you would not feel disappointed. We could move to commitment and willingness and determination, which are going to be a whole, like, you're relying on problem. I see this happen all the time. You don't like your body, and eventually you'll gain enough weight to you'll get so pissed about it that it's such a problem in your brain that you will find a way to lose weight and you will be motivated and stuff to get away from how you're thinking about yourself until you're no longer consciously thinking terribly about yourself and other things become a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to eat over those and you start pulling your weight back on. And you wait, like, I watch people do this. They seesaw their weight all the time because it's like, yeah. Right, like probably right now you're at your shitting point. Like, this is too much. Like, it's I can't quit thinking about it. I'm so frustrated. I'm all the things. And now you have so much disgust that you just want to change. And you're desperate to change. Until you get happy enough with what you're doing and you get comfortable enough again and you feel really good. And it's like, oh, I'm going to take the foot off the gas. Let me get busy with the other pain and whatever's going on in my life. Start eating and start slipping. And then the next thing you know,
yeah,
right back to where you were.
Yep.
Okay. So that's what's happening. So here's the solve. So let me just finish the model so everybody can see it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have to keep our yucky body, we feel disappointed. We don't finish up our plan. We don't finish making plans and stuff. We just make more body to have to be about.
Yeah.
So we create our stuff. So let's go to what I think you need to start doing your work on, which is how are we going to start thinking about our plans, making our plans, and the plans that don't go perfectly. You need a thought that you commit to. And I'm going to offer you a couple, or at least get you going, of what can we think other than this means I have to keep my yucky body.
Okay.
If you had to guess, let me see what you would guess first, and then I'll give you one of mine, because I think there's two parts here, okay? I'm going to make a note for myself. Go ahead.
So, like, what's a thought that I want to think, like a good thought?
It's a thought that is going to allow you to feel like you're going to need to feel right now willing, because if your big thought is, I don't want to, if that's the one that keeps creeping in as the top level, we're going to shift the belief on the bottom. I know I'm getting really heady for you. Let's just do this. If the big thing you have is excuses that come in of like, I don't want to, it doesn't matter, who cares, all that. I don't care if you guys have different thoughts for that. If I was all of you, I would just take the collection of what I call gateway drug thoughts and get you to quit it. And that's the things that I think that, no, we have to keep going. It may feel hard or whatever, but the underlying thoughts, what I'm working on, that's stop working on that shit. Like, I don't want to is an easy one. It's like, I don't want to, but I will. I don't want to isn't important. I don't want to doesn't mean that I follow the advice. Like, you can do anything you want there. Your problem right now is you think all of this has something to do with your yucky body.
Yeah. I don't know how to just think like my body's fine. It's okay.
Why not? You know.
Good thing.
Don't be the downside of thinking nice things about your body.
I'm sure there's no doubt. I mean, I would love to. It's a wonderful thing, but I just don't think that.
Right. You don't think it. You know why you don't think it? Because you're arguing with me that you should keep your ugly thoughts. They're not just, this ain't Lucky Charms and we just gonna magically sprinkle some on in there. Guess what Alexis has to do? She's gonna have to override, I don't want to think nice things about my body. I want you to really think about what you just told me. I don't want to think nice things about my body. I mean, it would be nice.
It's not true.
It's not true to you right now, but that doesn't mean you don't do it. How do you think it becomes true?
I don't know how to think something that doesn't feel, I can't say it isn't true because that's not a, you know, I know it's not a neutral fact circumstance that everyone would agree on, but I don't know how to think past it.
Yeah, you do. It's staring you in the face. Every time you have that thought, you have to tell yourself something different. As painful as it is, as exhausting as it will be, and as unbelievable as it will sound. That is always step one. Because we already know that you thinking you have a yucky body makes you gain weight.
Yeah.
I mean, we watched the model. Your thought about it has already said, oh, that thought is for sure the weight gainer. And now you're like, but I need to kind of keep that because I believe it.
I don't want to believe it. But
I know you don't want to believe it, but here's the deal. You're never going to not believe that until you start actively working to not believe it. You can't just sit back and hope weight loss is going to fix it. You've lost and gained weight and proven it didn't change anything.
Yeah.
Your thoughts stayed the same the whole time or you would not have gained your weight back. The moment you started taking your foot off the gas and the moment you had an overeat and the moment that you had if the scale fluctuated, I'm going to have to keep this yucky body. You didn't work on your relationship with your body, which was the most important thing. That's why you're going to have to make yourself plan and make yourself do discovery worksheets so you can retool the relationship you have with your body. You need to go through the fire of triggering every negative self, body, image, thought you have. Seriously. Like, you're going to need to plan and say, and I'm doing this for my body. Not because it's yucky. My body deserves better mentally right now.
Okay.
That's where I want you to do your work. I don't want you getting obsessed about anything other than I start actually liking myself. My weight will be a byproduct of that. It will be the happy byproduct. I get this up here straightened out, that this doesn't mean I keep a yucky body. This gives me an opportunity to redefine how I think about myself. That's what this means. Right now, I'm thinking I'm gross. Right now, I'm thinking this. No, this right here is allowing me to figure out how the fuck do I like myself through it. I don't give up on this because I hate myself. I push forward because I'm building a relationship with myself.
So what do you recommend? Just sit there and think. I mean, I can't sit there and think. I love it. It's so beautiful. I mean, that's just.
I gave you the thought. I'm doing, here, we'll give you several. I'm doing this for my body. I'm redefining the relationship with my body.
Okay.
This is how I figure out how to truly love myself.
Okay.
Do you like any of these?
Yeah.
Tell me the one you like the most.
Probably the last one. This is how I change it. This is how I figure it out.
How to truly love. You need to say that, truly love myself, because that means that you're going to need to be accepting of all. Sorry, I've got like a peanut in my throat. I had nuts for lunch. This is how you're going to need to allow for all of your thoughts that are shady to come in at all times and to not judge yourself for them and to not wish them away. And let them be a part of this process, because they're going to be a part of the process whether you want them there or not. So for all of you, save yourself some time. The best way for them to be a part of, like for you to heal, is to allow them to be a part of the process. Let them come in, notice them. If you start feeling bad, just be like, this is part of figuring out how to love myself. Sometimes that means I don't say nice things to myself and I catch it. That's all part of the work. All right, so how does that make you feel when you think, this is how I figure out how to truly love myself?
That will make it feel like it's worth it.
Worthy. I think that's an amazing feeling for somebody who's like not liking their body. To make this like worthy. This is worthy work for me. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if the feeling is that I am worthy, but it's like the work is worth doing. Maybe that's the same thing.
So that's another thought that I think you can use.
Yeah.
This work is worth doing. And how does that feel?
That feels true.
True.
Because maybe this is where I get stuck in models too, because if I do, I always think, oh, that makes me feel motivated. But like, does it really? Because if I felt motivated, I would be doing it. So maybe motivated is not what I actually feel, you know?
Yeah, true is a really good one. Because when I asked you about your body, you said that also felt true. So we're going to combat one truth with another truth.
Okay.
This means that you're going to hold two truths at one time, which is a really good place to be in thought work. It feels really true that my body is yucky because I've told myself that for so many years. But it also feels really true. This might be the best work that I can do for myself.
Okay.
Do you see how that do you see how like you have two models running at the same time? Like I'm going to allow for the one to run where I don't love my body, and I'm deconditioning that one while I'm also programming this one at the same time. But yeah, they both can feel true.
Yeah.
That's perfect. So if it, if the thought is, which one do you like better, mine or yours? This work is worth doing, or this is how I figure out how to truly love myself. It doesn't mean you can't use them both, but is there one you like in, like, that's easier for you?
I think the work is worth doing is more accessible right now.
Perfect. Well, that's the one we want. We want accessible. So not only does it feel true, it feels accessible.
Yeah.
Which is good, because what we want is something except we don't want unicorns, right? Like, oh my God, my body, smoking hot, get naked. When it feels true and accepting, when you think this work is worth doing, what is your action line going to look like?
Then I do the work. Then I make the plan even when I don't want to. And
make plan when I don't want to. I'm going to tell you what else is going to happen.
And actually, it's not even making the plan that's the hard part so much. It's assessing the plan, you know, writing down when I mess up. And
talk to myself and be honest. How about that as for your action?
Sure.
All right. What do you think the result is? I do worthy work.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, what do you think?
Yeah. And that's another place where I get hung up in my models about how the result should prove the thought. Because I would say there, like, oh, the result is I follow my plan. I lose weight, which.
Well, that's also a byproduct.
I mean, that does help.
But the reason why we have you match the thought is so that you can see that your thinking is what's controlling the result line.
Mm-hmm.
It's this ultimately controls your result line.
Yeah.
Always. So like you may lose weight, like this work is worth doing. Weight loss can be here, but not every single week there will be weight loss, because you know what else is going to be happening? You're going to have to do discovery worksheets. You're going to still overeat sometimes, and you're going to have to love yourself through the process, do discovery worksheets, and show up for a plan the next day. And if you have 33 days that you don't follow the plan, guess what? This work is worth doing. That's why it's not always weight loss. That's why you want to talk. Like if you continue to do worthy work, what do you think ends up happening in the long run?
I've heard people say, and you've probably said it too, that it, when you fix your mind, the weight comes off. That's the secondary part. And I'd love to get there.
Yeah, it's always the byproduct. And I'm going to tell you, when you lost your 45 pounds, it was because of your mind. It wasn't because of what you were doing. Everybody wants to attribute everything to the action line. The action line cannot happen without thoughts. One of the things I would go back to for you is to kind of like say, all right, so I lost weight. I want to try to figure out what was I thinking during that time. Sometimes people lose weight and what happens is they have a busted model. And I think that's what happened with you, is that you lost 45 pounds, but you didn't lose your body image weight. You only lost your physical weight. And that was a busted model. And so allowing yourself to say, like, you know, when I lost that 45 pounds, I learned a lot. I learned that this time I need to really lose all the weight, not just what I thought was important, which was what that number was. And that will allow you now to do this work without hanging on to, but I lost 45 pounds, like doing these things. Like those were never the important things. They were just part of it, but they weren't all of it. You did not have a full action line led by a thought that was allowing you to address everything that was going on with you.
Yeah.
And that's where you're going to do better this time. Okay.
Yep.
A good call. A lot of people struggle with this. A lot of people. You're not the only one. I will tell you, the vast majority of people that come into the tribe have lost weight listening to the podcast, hearing us talk about just four basics and shit, come in, start doing thought work. It's like, what? I was doing so good until I figured out I didn't like myself. I was white knuckling through my misery. Welcome to the tribe where we help you figure out that you don't like yourself so we can rebuild you. All right, lady.
All right.
Thank you for being so honest and vulnerable. And you did good. And you were nervous as shit. There you go.
Thanks.
All righty. Bye. Okay. God, y'all, that was such a good call. Seriously. Did y'all like that call? Like, if y'all thought this was good, let me know over here in the damn chat. I know. Like, we all go through this. Every one of us. I think one of the biggest things that I had, like, I made this connection, it was with Robin a few months ago. I was coaching her. And it, like, I seriously have been coaching a long time, and I've never really made this connection about how important it was to keep going, like, through the mistakes. I mean, I know I've always taught you guys to go through the mistakes, but to think about how important it is to press on your insecurity over and over and over again so that you get the reps of rebuilding the relationship with yourself. I don't think I ever really took it to that next step. And I just think it's so important. Okay. Let's go with, Robin can do this. I love the name. All right, Robin can do this. Let's get you unmuted, get your video started. Hey, what are we coaching on today? I love your name.
Oh, thanks. Alexis, I can relate to her. That's my whole problem. I do my plans and I follow them all day long until it's evening and I go off plan.
Okay.
But I also know that I'm not eating to my plus two. I don't think I've ever really figured out what my plus two is.
Okay.
But in reviewing, I do the discovery worksheets. I do the models. I can come up with all the things I need to do, the five things, that steps I need to take, but I never take them. I choose not to take them. I don't know why. I just don't put anything into action. My biggest thing, I think, would be that my choices in the past were not good, and I don't want to screw up again.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Let me ask you this. Do you want to address nighttime eating or plus two? If you had to pick one that was going to make a huge difference, let's say, girl, man, if I could just, this is the one, it'd probably make a big difference. Which one would it be?
I'm going to say the plus two, because I think if I can get my plus two under control, it would help my nighttime eating.
Okay. So when you say nighttime eating, are you saying that you are eating after you've ate dinner?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll eat two or three times after dinner.
Is that a plus two issue? Like, tell me about this plus two issue. Where else? Like,
well, I mean, I've heard people say they get a sigh or they start, you know, losing interest in the food, different things. I can clear my plate. I can clear your plate until I throw up and then start all over again.
Okay. Then just don't eat that
much. I just don't. And I do. I'll put food on my plate, what I think should be a normal size. Mm-hmm. And I know it's still more than what it should be. But I think, you know, it's at the same size as my husband, who my husband is small, so he doesn't eat that much.
Okay.
And I'll eat that, and if that's all that's on my plate, I'm fine with it. I don't have to go back for seconds.
Okay.
But you know, if I'm where I don't know how to explain it. I could eat seconds, but I don't have to. If I'm at a restaurant or whatever they serve, I'm going to eat it. I'm going to clean my plate.
What if you went 30 days without cleaning your plate? What would that bring up for you?
My daddy would roll in his grave.
No, he wouldn't.
That's not what I feel like.
Do you know why your daddy wouldn't roll in his grave? Because he didn't live in this day and age with abundance.
Well, that's true.
He lived in a day and age where, like you kind of needed to eat the food because you didn't know if you were going to be able to afford the food. It was very different back then. You're eating like your dad was in the Depression.
Yeah, you're
eating like we're in the Depression. Are we in the Depression? Yeah. I will give us all right now that, you know, we are going through strange times, but if you're on this call trying to figure out your plus two, you're probably not one of the people that are like worried you're going to be able to put food on the table tomorrow. So do you need to eat like
No. And that's why I feel like maybe my plus two would be more important than the snacking, because if I learn, hey, this should be enough, my stomach, if I can learn that full feeling, then I can say afterwards at supper, you ate, you had plenty of food. You know, your stomach said you were full, so you don't need nothing else.
You're right now, saying it. This is where I think you're getting hosed. You think your body's not giving you a signal. Your body gives you a signal. You just don't want to stop. Let's be really honest. Well, you just told me that your daddy would roll in the grave.
That's true.
If you had to guess one of your fullness signals, because you told me, like, I could eat till I throw up, and then I could eat again. Well, if you're at the point of throwing up, I think your body just told you. I think you had enough.
Yeah.
So your body would not be broken, right?
Nope. I shouldn't say I don't know, because I have felt a thought come into my head. I think you've had enough.
What if that is your body's way of saying it right now? I think you've had enough. What if you like literally just trusted that's a two every single time? I think you've had enough.
And then if I could just choose to push the plate away.
Well, you can. You're just choosing not to. Like, there's no, if I could just choose. It's like, let's clean that up a little bit. My mind says, I think you've had enough. Like, this is probably your two. Now, we're not really feeling it in our body, but if Corinne was sitting here, she would be like, girl, you're so done. Like, stop eating. You got weight loss on your mind. And then your brain is like, oh my God, that wasn't enough. We should just keep eating. I don't know. Maybe we aren't really full. Like, your brain is going to freak out because you're not used to trusting that you've had enough. You're used to being afraid that you haven't gotten enough.
Yeah.
So let's just pretend.
And I don't want to waste it.
Do what? Go ahead. Say that again.
I was saying I don't want to waste it.
Yeah. Well, here's what I want you to do. I just want you to be honest with yourself. It's not that you don't want to waste it. You prefer to waste it in your body. Like, for all of you who think that every single time, one thing that I just want you to do before you even start throwing it away, I just want you to start saying, it's not that I don't want to waste the food. It's that I prefer to waste this food inside my body right now. That is a more truthful statement. Because let me ask you this. If I said, hey, I'm going to lop like 20 pounds off you this month, but here's what I need you to do. Like, you got to waste some food this month. Can you just like you don't even have, like, just throw some stuff out in the pantry. For everything you throw out in the pantry, I will give you 3 pounds. Would you throw it away?
Well, I'd throw it all away.
Right. So you obviously are willing to waste food if it means you'll get some weight loss. So it's like, that means you're going to have to waste food that's staring at you in the face that you want to eat in the moment. So like, that's why it's such a good exercise to do and be like, that's bullshit. Because if a Korean said she'd give me 3 pounds off for everything I threw away, I would throw it all out and tell my husband, I know you're thin, but you're going on a diet.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So here's what I think we need to think about. We need to think about what is the next, let's just do 1 week, not 30 days, but let's make a week. What is today? Sunday? Between now and Sunday. I want you to pay attention for every time you think, I think I've had enough. What is it going to be like for you to actually have to stop at that point?
Oh, it's going to be rough, but
yeah, but the honest, reason why it will be, so we're going to put rough down here. Okay. And we're going to put stop eating when I think I've had enough.
And my thought would be it's going to be hard.
Huh? Yeah.
My thought would be it's going to be hard, probably.
It's going to be hard. And that is the only reason why it will be rough this week, is because you know you're going to have a sentence run through your head every single time. Mm. But let me ask you this. If it wasn't for the fear of, like, I'm just so used to eating and I know my brain's going to have a lot of sentences, if we wiped all of that away, would it actually be rough? Or would it just be, I think I'm done. Okay, pushing it away.
I think it would be pretty neutral then, yeah.
Yes. So the reason why I'm pointing this out is because what I want you to watch for this week is we want to get to neutral by thinking, the only reason why this is hard right now is the sentences I have about it right now. That's it. You don't need magic thoughts. Okay. You don't need all kinds of stuff. All I really want you focused on this week is the moment that I think I've had enough, I'm going to stop eating and I'm not going to eat anymore. And you're going to need to watch this thought before you even make your plate. Like, watch for your brain to game things. Like, we better put extra on the plate just so that you can, like, get to a further point before you, like, watch how, like, all the, like, bullshit, you know, what did they use? Trafuckery that your brain will go through. Don't buy into that stuff.
All right.
Just give yourself 7 days to experience what it will be like to have a thought like, I don't want to, but I'm wasting food. It's like, well, at least I'm not wasting it in my body. I can wrap it up. My daddy would be rolling in his grave, but my daddy lived through the Depression. He wouldn't be rolling if he had to experience life as we do today. He was conditioned one way and you have been conditioned another. You cannot compare the two. Like, those are the things I want you to slow down. And you said you already do, like, your journaling and you do your models and stuff. That's the stuff I want you pulling out. I want you to just give yourself 7 days of, like, homework and lab work to watch how you are as you stop eating when your brain thinks, I think we've had enough.
Okay. I will do that.
Yeah. And then don't worry about the evening eating for now. Like, I'm not giving you a green light to eat.
Right.
But here's what I want you to do. Same thought with the evening eating. When you start, so, like, I also could be, like, even if I'm not starting at my, like, if I might be even starting at a +2, but if I start eating, the moment I think I have enough, I'm willing to stop in that moment. If you can get past this where you get really good at being comfortable around just listening to your mind and stopping and not letting it all kind of, you know, be just consumed, it'll be a lot easier for you to work on the nighttime eating next. Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. Before I go, I want to thank you because I did a self-love one time and it didn't work with me. Mm-hmm. And you told me to do it the second time. And it made a world of difference. Now, I know it's an ongoing learning. I've come a long way on that. And I want to thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad. I just think the self-love course is one of those that, especially for those of us who've kind of been in it for a while on not loving ourselves, you got to do it several times. I mean, like, as much as I love myself now, last night I was writing some shit down about, like, stuff I was afraid of and whatnot. And it was coming back to me. I was like, well, that's a self-loathing thought. To write nice stuff about myself. So it's you know, it's good work.
That's what I love about this tribe is we're all going through almost the same stuff. It's not we're by ourselves or we did something wrong. It's just the way we all think, and we're all going to come out on the other side somehow.
That's awesome.
And I think a lot of it's to do with you, and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. You keep working. All right. Adios. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Man, that was another good call. All right. Let's see. Be speechy. You're next. Man, y'all raised your hands fast today. Be speechy. Good name, too. Hi.
Thanks. I'm Bethany, actually.
So. Oh, okay. I was like, be speechy.
Be speechy. Who are you? Yeah. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Where are you at? I know you're in
I'm
car.
I'm sitting in my car so I can be alone.
But where are you from? You got beautiful
trees. New Hampshire?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that's different trees than what I have, so.
Yeah, definitely not Tennessee trees, so, yeah. No,
it's beautiful back there. I love it. All right, so what we got to you.
Thanks. So I have been eating off plan a lot. When I did my assessment for February, I was on plan maybe 3 days for the whole month.
Okay.
And I think part of what I'm struggling with is that I'm not sleeping. Okay. So I only averaged more than 7 hours of sleep for the month of February, maybe 3 days.
Okay.
So I'm not quite sure, like, I understand like why I'm overeating because I'm tired and I just need to kind of wrap my head around how do I just get myself to bed? I wrote a protocol for getting ready for bed and I'm really struggling with trying to put that into action and the thoughts I need to wrap around it.
Well, why aren't you going to bed when you say you are? So what's
when I should go to bed?
Yeah, like what is the time that you're wanting? Like your protocol says in bed, or what is your protocol?
So my protocol is start getting ready for bed at 9. You know, take a shower, brush my teeth, pick up my clothes for tomorrow. I make my lunch as soon as I get home. Well, that doesn't even matter because I'm working from home now. But I just really struggle with. Doing that, and I want to be in bed by there's just it feels like thing coming up. You know, the I have a 16-year-old daughter who always likes to talk to me at night.
Okay,
so at like so
tell her
9:30, she gets off her technology and she starts to talk. Oh, I can't talk, I have to go to bed. And you know, other times I just want to be alone, so I take advantage of that time at night. I feel like I need to make it a bigger priority and I'm just not sure how to do the thought.
Okay. My internet's jamming on this side. Zoom is super busy. I'm going to turn your video off because sometimes it makes it easier on Zoom so that we don't get internet connection issues. Is that okay with you?
Okay. I'm back.
Yeah. We're having like internet issues, but it's not you. I'm going to stop your video and sometimes that clears it up. Okay.
Okay. Thanks. All
right. So here's my question. So I'll still be able to hear you.
Okay.
When it's 9 o'clock and you're doing this, why are you not just like you said, well, my daughter comes in.
Yep. And she wants to talk to me.
Okay.
And it's usually at 9:30. So.
Okay. So your thought about that is what? Because the reason why it's like not go to bed is way down here on the action line.
Right.
So it's not the daughter's fault.
No, I know.
So daughter comes in at 9:30. And what's your
later.
Thought? Or later.
Yeah. I need to let her talk to me.
Okay. That's not going to be a thought that's going to work for going to bed.
No, it's not.
It's an excuse.
Right.
Why do you need to let her talk to you?
Because I want her to feel like I'm always there for her and that I want to be supportive.
I want her, because she would never know that if you went to bed at 9 o'clock. Like if you just said, mama goes to bed at 9, you're probably going to need to be in here at 8:30 if you're going to want to talk to me. Tonight is the last night we do this after 9 o'clock.
I can try it.
Or you could do it and just go to bed. What do you think is going to happen? If you go to bed at 9 and she comes bebopping in at 9:30 and you're like, tomorrow, get me tomorrow. I'm in bed. I'm learning how to go to bed at 9 o'clock. I love you.
I think that, might work, but I'm not very good at setting boundaries and limits with my children in terms of,
Setting them with yourself. You're never going to be good at setting boundaries with your kids until you're willing to set one with yourself. You got to do the work on you before you can even start setting their boundaries. That means you have to set a boundary with yourself, which means like thinking I want her to think I'm supportive is a bullshit thought.
Okay.
If I need to go to bed so that I'm no longer overeating and exhausted, the best way to support the family is to get my ass in bed, even when I don't want to, and to call bullshit on myself that mine and my daughter's relationship hinges on her being able to come in at 9:30 to have a convo after she's been on the phone.
That makes sense.
I mean, I want you to think about it. This is not about your daughter. This is about you.
Right.
This is about you thinking that, like, but I need her to feel like she's supported.
Right.
What is she going to feel? Like, just let's just imagine, we're going to drop into your daughter's model for a minute. So here's the daughter at 9:30 or later, ready to talk about all the things. And you're like, it's a no, I'm in bed. I told you last night this would happen. Good night. Lock the door on your way out so that the others don't bother me.
I think that she would be surprised that I was following through with something like that.
Oh my gosh. Maybe she's surprised that you're following through. That's awesome.
Yeah. I think she might feel a little bit hurt, but,
Well, of course.
Right. I don't want to. Yeah. It's just,
but why is she going to be hurt? Let's just get,
Because she might want to talk to me, and so if I'm like shutting the door, then I'm not keeping the relationship open. I don't know.
You think she's gonna be like, oh my god, my mother's not keeping our relationship open?
Maybe not.
No, you know what she's gonna be? Pissed.
Yeah.
Shocked.
Right.
She's going to make it about her, not about anything else. She's going to have irrational thoughts. What did you say? She's 17?
16, yeah.
16. She's going to think, oh my God, my mom doesn't love me. She should do better. Like, it's 9:30. What kind of horrendous mother doesn't stay awake to talk to their daughter? And then she'll tell all her friends. She'll probably even take a selfie and post it on Instagram saying, quarantine sucks with my mom. She like has to still be in bed by 9. She'll do all of that.
Yep.
So now what are you going to think? It can't be, I'm not supportive of my daughter and harming our relationship. Because it's probably not going to get your ass in bed.
Nope. I'm going to have to think that I'm doing this to take care of myself.
I don't think that's going to work. How does that feel?
Not 100% valid.
Otherwise, I feel selfish.
I know. This has been part of my issue. So I'm not sure how to shape that thought.
Well, you don't leave. Here's the thing. We don't, like, when I say, like, what are we going to think when all that happens? We don't think, well, I'm going to have to take care of myself. And if it feels selfish, it's not an intentional thought.
Right.
It's a thought that won't work because you won't feel like you're taking care of, you'll feel like a bitch.
Right.
So, like, in that moment, when you're going to honor your bedtime, like, you're already not wanting to go to bed anyway. You're having to like form a new habit, number one. Then you're going to have a daughter come in who is going to be anything but understanding.
Yeah. Now,
she may be benevolent. I don't know. Maybe she'll come and be like, oh my God, it's about time you take care of yourself, mom. Or she may be like me, oh, I got issues and I'm 16. Talk to me right now. Whatever she decides to do is just going to be a circumstance in your life. It is not going to be a statement upon y'all's relationship. So right. We want to find a sentence that's going to allow you to go through all of that and be okay with, guess what the feeling line to go to bed is going to have to be?
Sleep is important. Tired.
No, it's not going to be tired. If you're trying to form a new habit, and you're going to be letting other people run their own thoughts and feelings around it, the feeling's probably going to be something like uncomfortable.
That makes sense.
You're going to have to welcome some discomfort on this one. It's going to be uncomfortable, but doable. Because you're going to notice that you're going to have a lot of sentences. Like, you're going to need to be like, and I'm going to make this mean I'm disappointing people because I'm not used to caring for myself, and that's okay. And I'm going to make this mean I'm letting my daughter down. But I'm not, like, right. In the long run, she's probably not going to have too many emotional scars about me going to bed at 9 o'clock.
Right.
Like, you're
it's not going to be the top things.
No, she's not going to be sitting in a therapist's office at 35 and going like, it all started when my mother set her bedtime at 9 p.m. Oh, my problems began.
Right. Nope.
That's what you're going to need to do. You're going to need to like allow your old thoughts to come in of, this is me being selfish. I'm not supporting everyone. I'm the one who's always there for them. And now I'm being selfish for taking care of myself and realizing, and that's just all my old story. All I'm doing right now is learning how to go to bed, because what I've realized is that if I don't go to bed at 9, I overeat and I'm too tired the next day and I can't be my best self at all. That's all I'm doing. And you'll have to get the story so boring like that, because your brain is going to make it dramatic.
Yep.
Okay.
That seems much more believable.
Yeah. And I think that's something that I think is really important for a lot of you, is that, you know, when we talk about the model, we always want to have like your eventual model that you're going to work towards is going to be like, for like, when we think about going to bed at 9 o'clock, it's the best way I take care. I do this because, man, sleep's important to me. But you're not there yet. Like, you know, sleep's important, but it's not important to right. you yet. You have to learn how to make right. that important to you by changing the story around all this other stuff first. So when y'all think about your intentional models, create the ideal one as the one that's like, that's what I want to believe one day. But for now, here's where I really need to be. It's just like our yucky body girl. Like, we want her to get to look at herself and be like, I love you no matter what. No matter what you think, what you eat, what you weigh, whatever. Like, I love you. And I don't think I have a yucky body anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just love being me now because she's done so much work. But for today, it's like, I'm willing to work on myself. Learning how to like myself is the best work I'll ever do. Or learning how to like myself is immediate need. It's just time to get started.
Right.
Same thing with you. It's like learning how to take care of yourself is something that you need to do. And it might not be fun in the beginning, but it's worthy work.
Right. That makes sense.
Okay. Thank you. That was a good call too. I'm just on fire.
Thank you very much. Okay, bye.
Don't you just love how much I love myself? I'm always like, oh my God, best coach ever called. Kelly Friday? Okay, we are going to try the camera, but if it starts jamming, I'll turn your video for you, okay? So if you go dark, just know that it's not because I don't love your beautiful face. It's because the internet is acting like an ass.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
I coach you on today. Okay.
This whole coronavirus thing, it's got me like stressed out.
I was just like, oh my God, are we only talking about overeating today? Somebody please. I prepared all morning for coronavirus coaching.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you.
It's just all about the overeating and yucky bodies.
Right. All right. So, okay. So, you know, I've been in the tribe since last April.
All right.
And I'm doing great with my weight loss.
Perfect.
So I'm rocking and rolling with that. I'm always a happy, like just, you know, energetic, nothing bothers me. I never get stressed out. And then on Friday, I just had a meltdown. Yeah. So it's just, I think my friends are telling me you're listening to too much news. You know, I see it everywhere. It's like everywhere. We can't get away from it. And so I pulled up to Walmart on Friday and I was just in my car crying. I talked to one of my best friends and I was like, I'm scared to go in the store now. And I'm not even necessarily scared that I'm going to get it. That's not the case. It's more because I have, I'm self-employed. And I have a house cleaning business. And so while nobody's really canceled on me yet, but I'm afraid that if the economy just gets really bad, people are going to start canceling. Because I know house cleaning is a luxury and not a necessity. So I think all that just has me stressed out.
Okay. What do you think has you stressed out?
The fear of, you know, losing my money, you know, losing my job, my house cleaning jobs, and not being able to, you know, pay bills and stuff.
Okay. I'm going to ask you one more time. What do you think has you stressed out? It's a trick question. I'm going to turn the camera off. Okay. Cause my internet's acting silly. All right. Oh shit. Come back. Raise your hand. I turned on the wrong fucking button. Sorry. Come back, Kelly. You're going to have to raise your hand again. Sorry about that. Oh, Lord. Okay, sorry. I was just trying to, like, turn your video off because the internet was acting crazy.
All right, I thought you did something. You said, what has me stressed out? You said it was a trick question?
Yes. Tell me one more time. What do you think has you stressed out?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's my thoughts.
Yes.
My thoughts about it.
Yes. And you have a lot of thoughts about the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna lose my money. Mm-hmm. House cleaning is a luxury, not a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
The economy is gonna tank.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to, like, this is important for all of you. I want you guys to get really clear about what the circumstances are versus what your thinking is on this. Because you're going to need to address each and every one of those thoughts. Because they're probably not going to stop until you start addressing every one of them head on. They are your fear thoughts. I fear I'm going to lose my clients. I fear no one's going to want this. I fear blah, 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 blah. And because you've moved them into the C line as the things stressing you out and what you're afraid of, guess what happens? We have meltdowns because the only way for the fear to go away is the coronavirus has to change tomorrow and the economy has to go up.
Right. Yeah. Which, I know that's not going to happen.
We don't know what's going to happen. Well, this is the funny thing. We don't know. Two weeks ago, if you had told us what we would be doing right now, people would have said, whatever drugs you're on, give it to me because you're hallucinating like a son of a bitch right now.
Yeah. One of the things you said in your live, I was listening to the wine and facials, and you mentioned something about what am I going to learn about myself, you know, after all this. So it's something I'm working on, you know, trying to think about that.
Well, so far, what have you learned about yourself?
That, I don't know. I learned that if I do listen to the news, because I was like hours and hours of like watching, you know, CNN or whatever, and listening to even coronavirus podcasts, which they're out there. It's crazy how quick they popped up. And, you know, just listening to that stuff, it doesn't do me well at all, because yesterday I didn't listen to anything. I have been listening to music. I took my dog to the park. I watched some funny stuff. And I felt better since Friday.
And I will tell you, this is what happens. And I will tell all of you this. I would watch how much you're watching of the news and stuff, because you borrow other people's thoughts. You're going to borrow what the news people are. Like, the news people are going to say, you know, oh my God, everything's coming to an end. I mean, they trade on anxiety. They've been trading on anxiety all the time. We just, most of us weren't watching the news very much. You could stay anxious no matter what if you watch the news. But yeah, for a lot of you, if you don't watch your mind, you're going to have a lot of other people's thoughts come in about what they're witnessing out there, and you'll adopt them as your circumstance. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying, like, don't watch the news or whatever, but I do say this. Decide, are you so good at managing your mind that you can watch the news and hear all of it and adopt the thoughts that you want? Or are you more likely to have your thoughts go crazy?
No, I'm like that, because, you know, like you said, what did I learn about myself? I would say that's true. That's what I learned about myself. I can't listen to all that stuff and keep it separate, you know? And I guess I thought I was better at managing my thoughts. And so I realized that I do need to work on it more.
Well, I think that's one of the things you're learning on. It's not that you're not good at managing your thoughts. You're so good at understanding that you have thoughts that you started seeing when you weren't managing them because mm-hmm. of how much other thoughts you're bringing in.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things, somebody, I would just like for you to know that Kathy Hartman's more worried that her housekeeper will cancel on her. There's a lot of
really?
Us, like, yeah, well, like, I'm keeping Kathy employed. I mean,
yes.
I mean, just so a lot of you know, there are a lot of people like me who are running their business right now and keeping people employed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't say that to, like, hope to make you feel better, but it's to offer you another thought that the news makes it seem like everyone's lost their job. And here's the reality. There are just as, like, I want you to think about this, that if you're going to think everyone's losing their money and everyone's losing their job, you need to give equal airtime to what else is happening out there. There are lots of doctors and nurses and people like me who are running business. Like, people like me who are running businesses are determined to keep their employees no matter
what. Right. And I do keep saying,
go ahead.
I do keep saying too that, you know, we're all in the same situation. So I know that there's going to be, if things do get worse, there will be things to help us, you know, whether it's forgiveness or, you know, postponing house payments or postponing car notes or whatever the case may be. I know there's going to be a lot of help out there if things do get worse, but I don't want to even focus on those if, like, I know that's still a bad thing to think.
No, this is what I think you need to do. I think you need to take your worst case fears. I did this last, I wish I had my, I don't have my notebook in here. It's downstairs on my couch. So I'm like the rest of you. Like, I have turned off the news and I'm only watching it when I absolutely have to, just because we have events and I need to stay on top of what are the latest guidelines and stuff, because we have to be, you know, figuring out, you know, people are coming here for vacation and stuff, and I have to figure all this stuff out. But I've limited my exposure.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also getting a lot of feedback right now from people, right? Everybody's got an opinion about how I run my business and the things that I'm saying in my podcast and the things that I'm coaching you guys on and all this other stuff. Everybody has opinions. And so last night, when I finally hit my tipping point of, like, okay, I have had so much come in, I have to write about this, because now I'm feeling stressed, anxious, and scared. And I knew that when I started feeling stressed, anxious, and scared, that the best thing that I could do is write out every fear that I was having. And I had 12 big ones. And then I went to work on examining every one of them. I knew all of them were thoughts. I told myself, here are the 12 big ones. And I looked at them really honestly and I was like, bitch, is any of it really true? Mm-hmm. I couldn't even find one true one. Now, they could be true one day. There was a lot of different things, but like, but is it true right now? Right. And it was like, no. So I know that the cause of my pain right now is because all of these thoughts are just running in my head without anything to counter it. Mm-hmm. They're running, like even me who knows their sentences, it's like, but these sentences are playing without me even giving them any kind of counterpunch. So I wrote pages of number one, if this happens, here's what I would do. If this happens, the worst that would happen would be, and then I would do. And if it was something that was not even true, like I wrote down, seriously, I'm going to gain all my weight back.
I know.
I mean, wait, seriously.
We know that's not happening.
Like I'm number nine on the list is, and you're going to gain all your weight back. And I'm like, I just told myself, that's not true, and here's why. Because you were going to make a plan every day, and you were going to like I just wrote it down. But I just want y'all to see, like, if you don't watch your thoughts, they just go shitty crazy on you. And so I wrote about all of it. And I will tell you, last night was one of the first nights that I've slept through the night in over a week. And it is no coincidence.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. That's a great idea.
I would love that. I would, all of you who are stressed out and worried right now about all this stuff, my biggest advice, number one, I'm stressed out and worried because of sentences in my head right now. No one say because of what they said. No one say it's coronavirus. No one say it's because there's no toilet paper. If you are stressed out and you're worrying on your action line, if you're afraid and you're eating on your action line, if you are scared and your action line is doomsdaying your future, take ownership of what sentences are causing this right now. The moment you do that, guys, I promise you, you will get some relief because the right now your sentences probably feel very true. Just like our other girl who, like, when we were talking about her body and like she was like, but they feel so true, so I should hang on to my painful thoughts. You're going to do the same thing around the coronavirus, but it feels so true. I should hang on to my fear and my worry because everyone else is doing that. And I'm like, we are all going to get through the coronavirus one way or the other. We don't know what's going to happen. Are you going to do it all stressed out, feared, and worried? Or are you going to take it one thought at a time and figure out how to give yourself some relief from knowing that my feelings are caused by my thoughts? I promise every one of you, if you can do this, like this is in the world, in our lifetime, I don't even know if we'll ever see it like this again. When we have something like this that rocks the identity of a human, like humans crave ease. Most of our ease has been taken away.
Yeah.
Humans crave pleasure and community. Most of our pleasure and community has been taken away. You can't even go to the liquor store in some states. People are like, oh my God, like I need to drink and I can't even drink. Like think about all the pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and just think about in safety. Like we're all been told like there's a virus, like everything that makes a human not freak out has been taken away. So our primal brain takes over. This moment in history is showing us still how immature and primal our brain still really is.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
So
I'm very grateful to be part of this tribe and have this, this, you know, ability to, you know, work on this. And the fact that I've been here for almost a year and I've been working on things, I feel like I'd be a huge wreck right now if I didn't have this in my life. So
you'd be like all the people outside of our Facebook feed freaking out.
Yes.
Hoarding toilet paper. But I wanted to tell you, we all have that modern brain, that's your conscious brain, that gets to override these thoughts. And they don't have to be happy and they don't have to be amazing. but you need to give equal airtime. Just like we were coaching someone yesterday who's on the front lines. She can't hug her kids right now, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I know you can't hug your kids, but you can also be, rather than dwelling on, I miss my kids, I can't hug them, you also can say, and the one thing I do know, though, is they know their mama loves them. You have to give equal airtime to other thoughts, or it will consume you, and every thought will come true. Or it won't come true. It will feel true. So we have to go to work on how we want to feel. We have to go to work on how we want to think through this. And this is my promise to all of you. And I hate to make promises, but I'm going to make a promise. All of you that do your thought work through this, can y'all fucking imagine how easy it's going to be to not overeat in about 8 weeks? Like, we thought it was hard a month ago. We didn't know how good we had it.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. If I could go back to those problems, I'd be way happier.
Well, and so I just want to, let me just say, weeks ago, we thought that those things caused us to be unhappy. And now those things, guess what? New feeling, because we'd have different thoughts about them. Like, this is not a big deal. Yeah.
Oh gosh, you're so right. I didn't even think of it like that. Wow.
Every one of you should, I have been telling you guys this for days on every live I've done. Go back and read your thought downloads about the shit you were bitching about. And if you would trade in a heartbeat, like if I could give all this back and just take this lot of doo-doo, boy, I'd feel better. And if you trade, and then you've got proof the model has always been working in your life.
Yeah. Now, I know you're an at-home workout person.
Yes.
But let me tell you, the thing that made me the most pissed off was when my Orange Theory had to close. And now I'm doing at-home Orange Theory workouts.
But I will tell you,
I feel like
we all get to be pissed and we all get to mourn because of what we think. And we get to I will tell you, there's been several things that I've been I had to cancel April camp today. I'm going to tell you, I cried through the live when I announced it. I'd only been planning this for a year. I'd already paid for half of it. It was I actually had to write I'm part of this group where we're going to be doing I'm not going to go into all of it, but anyway, they asked us, what are the two highs and the two lows you've had in your business since you started? And I've been in business for 12 years. And I told them that the lowest moment I had was today. I've never canceled an event. I love my events. They mean, we had people coming who planned this a year out and asked for time off. Like, it was the biggest decision I ever made in my life. When it came to one of the biggest decisions I think I've ever made in PMP, and I cried and I was super disappointed this morning and I was okay with it.
Yeah.
I just told myself, of course you're disappointed. You looked forward to it.
Right.
Okay. And that is where I want all of you. I want you to be okay with, we don't have to love all of this. We just have to understand that whatever we feel, we choose it. And when you choose your feelings and you choose your thoughts, you choose your action line. You don't sit there and monitor this. Your action line is just rolling with doo-doo.
Yeah. Well, God willing, DSB is still happening. I'm coming to that.
You guys are getting an email today about that one. It is still on. I will give you a preview. We are going to be making a decision on April 3rd. That will be the next decision point for us. So we're, we're holding out that people call me crazy, but I am just like, I could sit around and think this is the worst thing ever and that we're all going to die or life will never go back to normal. Like, I could sit and think all of that and then I would feel horrible.
Right.
Because whatever's going to happen in the future is going to happen. It's not going to be in my control. But what I can do right now is be like, I am going to plan and think and anticipate that something's going to come up because human ingenuity, I would bet on it every day of the week. And I am going to look forward to DSB and I am going to plan as if DSB is happening. and I'm going to let my mind be there while I do other things, because it's not going to hurt me to feel really good and hopeful.
Right. Plus, let me tell you, your strength and you, if you were to go around thinking, you know, the world's going to end, like you said, all these things, all of us look up to you for strength as well. So if you were doing that, could you just imagine, it'd be a shit show out here. We'd all lose our shit. I can tell you.
I appreciate that. And one of the things I would love for all of you to remember, I talked about this the other day on a Facebook Live, is, you know, y'all see, humans love to mirror things. That's the way we are. It's like when you're watching the news and you're listening to your friends, guess what? You're mirroring their panic. You're mirroring their worry. It's like, oh my God, the tribe thinks we're going to die. I should get with the tribe and like feel like the tribe, right? We do that as humans. And that's one of the things like we try to do. It is important, because you guys know better, you have the model and stuff, that you be a mirror for the other people. It does not mean they know how to manage their mind, but if they see you not freaking out, guess what? They're not as likely to freak out if you're not giving them freak out vibes. Right. Mm-hmm. So I try to mirror, and I want you guys to mirror. And if we all keep trying to keep, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? What am I thinking? What am I feeling? We're going to affect a lot of people. And that is an infection that we're all wanting right now.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, everyone. I'm going to have to call it there. Don't forget, we have calls all week. Come back for calls. We have some specialized. We have some coaches' office hours. Here we go. All right. And we have, what was I going to tell you? Oh, Queens Club. If you are in the Queens Club, we are starting in 26 minutes. Mama needs to potty, do a couple of things. And then I will see the Queens Club in a few minutes. All right. Hang in there, guys. We got this. Bye, y'all.